Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, moving things around a little bit. Monday morning market moves, college football, then the NFL, taking a look at the next slate. But, you know, with so much action NFL related, we also didn't even get to the World Series. We will carve out time for that. You better believe it. We need to talk about what happened in college football over the weekend. You know, we complained about it. We voiced our issues on Friday with the YouTube TV scenario, hoping a deal would get done. We're sitting here Monday morning. A deal is not done. You already said you're not watching Monday Night Football, but you have YouTube TV just like I do. So if you wanted, you really couldn't watch Monday Night Football if you wanted to. Here's what's interesting. And I saw this being the case on Saturday. So a good deal of the games that I wanted to watch were on YouTube TV. And I found myself, and maybe this has to do with other things in my life, I found myself with ways to watch it. My wife's like, I just did the 7-day trial for, Fubo or Roku, one of those. She did the 7-day trial because she wanted to watch the Notre Dame game. She's like, I got it up. You were talking about it on your show. I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, I got the 7-day trial. I'm like, oh, okay. I was unmotivated to even try to figure it out. Like, that's where I was at on Saturday. I'm like, oh, I'll just watch what I got here in the basement. Whatever. I don't even care what the sign-in is and all that. I'm not motivated to get the information, enter the email, the password, download the app, and then I could watch the game. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. Maybe I'm the only one that's like that, but I missed a lot of games because of this YouTube TV thing. And one thing I did notice, I forgot on Saturday morning, I go on to turn on game day, and then, oh, yeah, we still can't watch it. I just watch Fox. I watched the Fox pregame. I'm like, yeah, oh, you got it? Yeah, whatever. I'll just watch this. I don't really care. If I'm doing that when it's my job for now, like, I think there's a lot of people that probably feel the same way.
I don't know what to do. I was texting with a couple people who just said that they have already made the switch to Hulu TV. That's a thing now, okay. Right?
Yep. So I have Hulu as well.
That is sort of an easy transition, I guess. But I haven't done the legwork on it. And I don't know, do I have the ability to watch NFL games on Hulu TV? I'm guessing not. Like, that's why they have us by the balls right now, because I do enjoy NFL Sundays at home by myself. Yesterday, mm-hmm. I ordered an entire pizza. I ate the whole thing by myself throughout the day. I did it in shifts. So I got the pizza. I put a picture up of it on Twitter. It was a 8-slice Detroit-style pizza. I had the first 2 slices right when it got here. I had a couple more during the afternoon slate, and then I polished it off at night. It was like an all-day thing where I ate this whole pizza over the course of the day. And I just sat and melted into the TV. Quad box, you know. I'm getting so lazy now on Sundays, too, that, like, I used to do, like, three screens, three different games, and now I'm just like, let me just put the quad box up in the main one.
Exactly.
Like, it's big enough. Yep. I can see enough. I can pick the volume as I go. It's fine. But if I cancel YouTube TV, I'm going to miss out on my NFL Sundays. So I think they just kind of have me over a barrel right now, and there's not much I can do. Like, I'm not going to cancel YouTube TV because then I can't watch NFL Sundays. And I'd rather watch NFL Sundays than watch college football Saturdays. But you're right. The experience was completely different. I mentioned the Texas game a couple times now. I was following that game, which made it more maddening because I couldn't watch it. When Texas is up 34-10, I'm following it on my phone. Not even visually. I'm following it on the score app. And I'm like, oh, well, that's a cover. It's 34-10. Like, let me not even follow this anymore because the game's over. And then I got a couple texts about it because people were watching it. And I then am like, oh, it's 34-16. Oh, it's 34-24. Oh, there's 2 minutes left. Oh, they just recovered an onside kick. That's the worst. Following a bet that doesn't win on your phone when you can't watch it is the worst. That's my personal hell. But you're right. All I was watching on Saturday was Fox. So it was Ohio State, Penn State, and then it was Texas Tech, Kansas State, and then ended up going out after that game and went to dinner. So, yeah, I watched two college football games on Saturday. And usually I'll have four on the main TV and then two on the side. So I'll have six games on at once. I had one game on at a time for 6 hours, 7 hours.
Watching the entire Fox pregame show, or most of it, there was something that really annoyed me, because usually I'm flipping if I'm around in the morning before the games get going. And this is Joe. This is not Sam. I don't want you to get in trouble at all. It is a much better product than it used to be. They're obviously pouring a lot of resources into it. We have Bear on the show. Fantastic. One thing that really bothered me that I never really noticed until Saturday is it is so – there's so much homerism. Like, it's – and I get it. You do that in college more than the NFL, and it kind of comes with the territory. You're an Ohio State guy. You're this guy. And people – even though he doesn't play into that, people would say that about Herb Street no matter what. And it took him a long time before people stopped saying it a little bit, but they still say it. It's just so much, so much. My Michigan team, my Ohio, you know, Urban Meyer's there, and Buckeyes. It's just like, oh my God. And it impacts me as a viewer because I feel like no opinion is real. You're saying that because you want that to happen, because you want them to win, because it helps your brand. You might make more money if they're successful. Boy, it was a lot. I'm not asking for your thoughts. I'm just stating what I felt like with that pregame show. It is a lot better than it used to be. I like the direction they're going. It's real. People used to kind of laugh at it and say, oh, it's a little engine that could. No, and they have real talent on there, and it can be really good. So much. Like, okay, you bring in Dave Portnoy. Oh, let's do the bit again where I'm going to yell about how great Michigan is, and you're going to boo me because you're an Ohio State fan. It's like the entire, I'm like, we get it. I got you. You're a Michigan guy. You're wearing the colors. We understand. Come up with something new, please, for the love of God.
They really do have a lot of their bases covered, too, because you have Leinart, who went to USC. Brady Quinn went to Notre Dame. Mark Ingram, Alabama. Yes. Urban Meyer, Alabama. Ohio State. Portnoy, Michigan. Even Bear had the Miami ring on yesterday. I think those are pretty prominent programs to cover. I understand all that. But there is a lot of alignment with the schools or the conferences that these people were a part of. And I think that's a very fair take. I enjoy the show, though. I do. I think the way that they get involved with the crowd, because game day – and game day has done a lot more of this with the McAfee field goal challenge, and Sanford Steve's wearing the ref outfit, and they're giving, you know, a lot of money out for kids that make the kick and all that, and that's cool. But I do think Fox does a better job of putting the talent in the hornet's nest. Like, a lot of that show is
touching,
not at the
nest. They can actually touch the people, you know?
Yes, yeah. Which I like, because they probably, over the course of a show, have six or seven different locations on the Big Noon show, where Game Day has two or three, I feel like. A lot of the Game Day show is at the desk, which is traditional. I mean, it's worked for them for decades. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I like the versatility of the Fox show because they're at the desk, then they're on the field, then they're in this section, then they're over there, then they're – when they were at Northwestern, I thought they were going to jump in the lake. You know, like they were all over that setting, all over that campus environment, and I do like that. Do we need to see Portnoy in the Michigan gear every time? I agree with you. It's a lot. It's a lot. And like Michigan's playing Purdue in the sleepiest game. We're talking about Ohio State, Penn State, and then we got a wedge Michigan in there. And I get it. Conflict is good. Controversy is good. I think it's worked, but I certainly understand your point.
There's definitely a barrier with Game Day in the crowd now. That was not always the case. That's kind of how it became so popular. Then the crowd became so big. It's like for maybe security reasons. I don't know. But you're right. More involved with the audience, certainly Fox's. And like I said, I do enjoy it. It's getting better. I view it as having more potential than Game Day. I'll say that. So that's why. That's just a little bit of constructive criticism there. Before we jump to the card, we had another firing in college football, this one in the SEC. Hugh Freeze gone out at Auburn. And then because I saw a prominent college football person retweet it, I thought we had another one, which is not true. And that's Mike Locksley. Tim Brando fell for a fake account, fake news, whatever it was. And he was kind of going off about it, how this makes no sense, blah, blah, blah. Well, it wasn't even true. So, but there's so many firings going on, you can kind of believe it. Like another coach got fired, but Hugh Freeze is out. Locksley's still there at Maryland for now.
Brando has definitely lost his fastball. I've watched some games that Brando's been on the call of in the last 2 years. Not good. He came on the broadcast last year. Oregon was playing Purdue. And Purdue last year went 1-11 and fired the head coach at the end of the season. And Brando's trying to dress the game up. I believe it was a Friday night game in West Lafayette. Oregon went to West Lafayette. And that was the game where Purdue had just rallied against Illinois and almost beat Illinois. It was a 50-49 final score. Illinois still won, but Purdue had this miraculous comeback and almost won the game. And Brando comes on the air and he's like, it's a national title contender against one of the most exciting young teams with a great young coach, the Purdue Boilermakers. And I'm like, no, that's not a thing. Purdue lost that game 31. I'm looking right now, 31-0, I think. And then they fired the coach at the end of the year. Purdue last year finished 1-11. 35-0 Oregon on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. Hey, not bad. Not bad for recall. Like, no, that's not true. They're not a young, exciting team, and their coach stinks. And he ended up getting fired. But that was how Brando introduced the game. So I think he's definitely, definitely lost his fastball.
Yeah. I used to really enjoy listening to him, maybe more so as a guest, because he has a lot of opinions on what's happening in college sports. But you're right. I'm looking up his age right now. 69. Yeah, we're getting close. We're getting close. All right. As far as this weekend's card, it's not awesome, but there are some games that were supposed to be good. Again, we throw Penn State into the fray because there are so many games that we thought would be high leverage games in the conference, and they're just not because they stink. Indiana. They're worth talking about, too, here. So it's Indiana is a 2-touchdown road favorite going to Happy Valley. I brought up this idea a couple weeks ago, and it keeps happening. They are smashing teams. Smashing. Not letting up at all. 55-10 this weekend over Maryland. And now they're going to Happy Valley. It feels like these Hoosiers are on a mission, and they don't want any excuses when the new rankings, when the first edition of the playoff rankings come out here, which we'll be very curious to see where Indiana is at. But I think they're going to want to continue to do this, Sam. I think they are out to beat everyone by as many points as possible.
I understand it. And don't be surprised if the committee comes out and says Indiana's number one. Because Indiana has a better win than Ohio State does. The win at Oregon's a better win than anything Ohio State's done. I'm not saying Ohio State's not better, but that's the truth. Indiana has a better win. That's obvious. I'll probably take 14.5, though, man. Like, I don't even know that it wins, but it's just – that's a huge number for me. I took Penn State first half on Saturday, and that got home. Then they did not cover the full game, so got lucky there. I will probably look at the points and take anything north of 14. This one will be very popular. SMU just beat Miami, right? Just upset Miami. Now SMU is going on the road, laying 11, and the market's coming down a little bit. I see some 10.5. I see a 10 offshore. That would be a good spot, I would think, to look at the dog in Boston College. And then can we talk about LSU-Bama? Brian Kelly's gone. Sure. LSU's a mess. Alabama opens 11, but the initial move so far coming in on LSU against Alabama. That'll be one to follow. Same with Oregon and Iowa. Oregon opens up 5.5 at Iowa. Pinnacle's at 4.5 right now. They're taking the dog at home against Oregon.
Texas Tech BYU, a top 10 matchup. Texas Tech laying 10.5 right now. Another one that would be very interesting to follow. You know it's going to get a lot of action. Joe O, Sammy P, Monday Morning Market Moves, NFL version next on BetSweats.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're doing Monday Morning Market Moves, NFL version. We'll get to our Monday Moons coming up in about 20 minutes. Shane Irving, top of the hour, talking about his Dallas Cowboys. All right, National Football League, it is week number 10. When I say it's week 10, do you have the reaction of, oh, wow, I can't believe it's week 10? Or, oh, we're only halfway through the regular season.
That one, the last one.
That one? Really?
For sure. Yeah. Murray says it every week. We tape that video on Friday, and I'll always ask. I try and intro it with week 8 or week 9, and he always says, that's it? I got 10 more weeks of this. And I think it's funny because they just love ref ball over there. By the way, before we get to market moves, I did tease this earlier in the show and I did not pay it off yet. I might as well because the game tips off in 40 minutes. I bet the under 139.5 in Bradley and St. Bonaventure. That is college basketball, boys and girls. And that game is at 11 o'clock Eastern. So that's the best number. BetMGM is down to 138.5, but there are several 139.5s that you can find wherever you shop for your bets. 139.5 under between Bradley and St. Bonaventure.
All right. Very good there. Let's take a look at some of these numbers. Okay, week 10, we've got four teams on by. The Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs, right? They are on by. It will be tough for those still alive in Survivor because you can't pick on Tennessee anymore. They are off this week. You've got Dallas playing tonight. They're going to be off. Cincinnati, they need to be off. So Cincinnati, Dallas, KC, Tennessee, those are your four bye teams coming up this week. As far as market movements, let's see. We did get some quarterback injuries over the weekend, so those are going to be the first ones that we certainly need to address. Let's talk about this Houston Jacksonville number. C.J. Stroud goes out with a concussion. Usually it's not just that game. It's typically an additional game, and the market is reacting. The look-ahead on Houston hosting Jacksonville divisional matchup was a field goal. Texans is your favorite. Now it's down to one, probably playing that in-between number. Stroud, not what he was his rookie campaign, but he's not awful. Certainly better than what Davis Mills has to offer. Basically, we're at a pick'em at this point. Houston minus one hosting Jacksonville. I think no Stroud, but what do you think, Sam? An in-between number?
Yeah, probably. We'll see how that shakes out over the next couple of days. Obviously, we'll be here every day until Friday and then back again on Sunday. The total has certainly been noticeable in the movement down. Look ahead total was 41.5. They reopened it in Vegas at 39.5, and now we're seeing 37.5. So the initial reaction to this game is let's short offense, which I understand. Jacksonville's defense, I don't think, is anything special. And I want to talk about that Raiders and Jags game when we talk about the Raiders side of it, because they were on the field for 40 minutes in that game against Jacksonville, and that doesn't usually bode well the following game. And then they play on Thursday night, so you're on the field for 40 minutes. Then you gotta play on Thursday on the road against Denver. That's a horrible spot for Vegas. But the game that you brought up between Houston and Jacksonville, they are definitely shorting offense early on a Monday.
We've got another quarterback injury. It's not up in the air. It's for sure. Jaden Daniels. It's going to be Mariota in there for Jaden Daniels. So Detroit was -3.5, a road favorite on the look ahead. It is now Detroit. I see 7.5. I see 8. I see 8.5. So the question now is, where is this number going to stop? At Washington, without Jaden Daniels, it sounds like Terry McLaurin's going to miss again. So you've got Detroit laying a monster number on the road. And yes, Mariota sucks. I'm torn on this one, Sam. You know, I think the first reaction for a lot of people is going to be, okay, Lions lost a tough one coming off the bye, divisional opponent. That's not going to happen again. They're going to bounce back and look like the Lions. Are you sure? Because if we go and look at the last month, this is what we've seen out of the Lions. They score 17 at KC. They score 24 in a win at home against Tampa Bay, but the offense unimpressive. And then yesterday they lose to Minnesota scoring 24. This is an offense that we got used to scoring 30-plus points per game. They typically go well over 300 total yards. They're not there. I think it barely got over yesterday. Previous two games, they were under 300 yards. This is the narrative that we were talking about in the offseason maybe coming true. The concerns about no Ben Johnson. Okay, maybe it didn't play out in the first month, what they did against Chicago. Baltimore 38, Cleveland 34, Cincinnati, they score 37. Offense looks good now, but now I'm starting to wonder, Are they missing Ben Johnson now? This offense has been struggling for a good month, and that performance yesterday coming off the bye.
You also look at Chicago's offense. That is not the issue. I mean, they just keep scoring points because they have to, but that's because of the whole Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams partnership, and they're running the ball like crazy. Monungai had, 170 yards on the ground yesterday? He was awesome. So the Bears, and let's look at their last six games. Bears have scored 47, 16 against Baltimore, 26, 25, 25, 31. That is substantially better than last year. The issue with the Bears is that they keep feasting on bad teams like that. I laugh because, you know, I said earlier in the show they suck. They don't really suck. Their fans suck. But you've beaten the Raiders, the Commanders, the Saints, the Bengals. And guess who the Bears play this week? The Giants. Yay! Another bad team. So we're going to good, better, best to 6-3 after you beat Jackson Dart.
Dude, honestly, Baltimore, no Lamar. Cincinnati, no Burrow. Giants, no Malik Nabers or Scadaboo. Like, they are getting
it's all
very
working
lucky
out.
In
it's
this
all
situation.
Working out. Yeah. Yep, good for them. I know the fan base is dying for a winner, and they may have a winning record this year. I still think whenever they face a really good team, they're going to get smoked, which, I mean, they got smoked by the Lions and smoked by the Ravens. So that's fair. That's not the game you asked about, though. Detroit-Washington, let's pivot back there. As I try and get my thoughts back on the tracks here. So Superbook has this off the board. A lot of books actually don't have this game up right now because there's just like, I guess, a guessing game. I don't know. But
there's nothing to guess. Jaden Daniels out indefinitely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Odds Logic, though, and there's multiple books that don't have it up right now, which is weird. Yeah. Now, BetMGM has it up and has 7.5 on Detroit. Detroit favored by 7.5 on the road. The look-ahead number was 3.5. So that's it. I mean, I
think he's
feels
more.
A little light. It feels light. Mm-hmm. And also, isn't this a game where Detroit, I mean, if you're going to bet against Detroit because of what they've done the last couple of weeks, that's how you get in trouble in the NFL. We know that. Oh, you're betting on what you last saw. Are you betting on the last two games? Oh, that's not going to happen. And Detroit's going to win by 14 points. So there goes one book to 9.5. On Detroit, as we speak. That's offshore. That's Chris. 9.5. Detroit minus 9.5. BetMGM has 7.5. I might have to lay that 7.5 right now, Joe. Not going to lie.
It's scary, but I like Detroit a lot. This is the spot. This is it. Right?
They should
have Darnold in the first half. Yeah. And you turned the TV off at halftime. Okay?
I did.
It was
over. I was mad.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I understand why. All right, here's another movement. This is not based off a quarterback injury. This is a game that a lot of people will be betting. Yay, we get Sunday morning football back. They're going to be in Berlin, Germany. Indianapolis, Atlanta. So the Colts, they could not stop turning the football over. Daniel Jones, horrendous against Pittsburgh. Give the Steelers defense credit. They bounced back, but the Colts were terrible. And then Atlanta missed extra point from it being an even game against the Patriots. They lose by one on the road, but they do cover fairly easily against Drake May and company. Things keep going New England's way there. So a better performance out of Atlanta. This number comes down. The look ahead was 7. They got off the 7, Sam. They just said, let's make the Colts minus 6.5, depending on where you're looking this morning for this international matchup.
I will say that missed extra point was good, though, for anybody that bet the Falcons plus the points, because then you didn't have to get skunked late on a touchdown. That was perfect. If you had the points, I know a lot of people that I respected took Atlanta plus 6. That number got down to about 4.5 on Saturday. Then there was another push the other way on New England day of the game, got it back to about 5, 5.5. And if they make that extra point, there's a chance either the Patriots go down the field and score a touchdown or the Patriots win by 6 in overtime. Like, that was a possibility for sure. So I understand if you're a Falcons fan, you probably hated the missed extra point. But if you were a Falcons bettor, that was great. because then it removed all urgency on New England, and then they just had to run the clock out. So I've said this for years now. I love Atlanta fundamentally as a dog. I hate them as a favorite. So I lean to the dog. Look ahead number here was 7, and that is a little bit lower, a smidge lower, as Joe just pointed out. I understand the move. The Falcons are enticing when they're catching 6, 6.5. They are. And I would probably go there before I would go to the Colts side. Somebody had a very funny meme, I guess, of Daniel Jones. They cut to him during one of the breakdowns. The Colts had a bad breakdown on the offensive line, and somebody took a screen grab of Daniel Jones's eyes when he realized it. And his eye just like bug-eyed. Oh no, what do I do? And then when you play the whole clip forward, he sees the pressure, his eyes get super big, and then he hurls a pick.
Yep.
I think it was a Giants fan that posted the meme. I know this look too well. And I don't think it's fair to say that the meltdown is coming. What if it is? I'm just saying. I mean, you can't look at 8 years. I'm going to guess Daniel Jones has been in the league for 8 years, give or take. You can't look at 7 years of bad football and 1 year or one half year of brilliant football and think that that's the norm. You're kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop. He's been in the league 7 years now, close enough. He was bad forever, and now suddenly he's great. And I think we've all kind of been waiting for this to happen, and I wonder how they bounce back. They probably will. They probably should. But are you laying 6 with that guy in Berlin?
No. I am not. Jonathan Taylor, 45 yards.
Bum.
Is JSN live? Is Bust. JSN live for OPOY? Another 100-yard game for JSN last night.
Of course.
Let's go.
Why not?
Please.
I think McCaffrey should be more. I still can't believe the price on McCaffrey. Not to take away from your JSN. I know you have a JSN bet. It's a better bet than my bet is right now, for sure. McCaffrey, like, if you watch the Niners game, McCaffrey did everything yesterday for that team. And here's the thing about playing against San Francisco. You know it's coming. There's nothing else they have. There's nothing else they can do offensively. And he continues to get 140 yards a game and score a touchdown or two on an offense that's horrible. Horrible. You take him off that team, they might have 2 wins. But you put him on that team, and they keep finding ways to win, and people bet against them every single week. I think he's more valuable than any offensive weapon in the league right now. But JSN has the stats. I mean, JSN's been incredible, man. Incredible.
JSN has more receiving yards than Jonathan Taylor has rushing yards.
Yeah.
Next game, yeah. Oof. He's finally getting some love, and he got it last night for Sunday Night Football. Big matchup there. Is there any game that jumps out to you? Like, oh, I got one. I got one that stands out, and it's the team in your backyard. Let's see now the Patriots on the road in Tampa. Bucks coming off a bye. Can't wait to see this one. Do the Bucks get back on track? They weren't looking great before that bye. How healthy are they going to be? Here you go, Drake May. This is going to be a tougher test. They shut down the run, so it's going to be a pass-heavy game for New England. I'm looking forward to this matchup.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of sharps on Tampa, and I think New England's going to be the public dog. This is already out to 2.5. I don't know that we get through 3, but we could get 2-3, no doubt. Look ahead, there was 1.5. They reopen at 2.5. Makes sense to me. I can't wait for this Monday night game, man. Philly and Green Bay. So Green Bay loses to Carolina, and now Green Bay goes from 3 to 2.5 at home against the Eagles, the world champs, coming in off the bye, right? So Eagles off the bye?
Yes, correct.
Eagles are better, man. They're just better. They're just a better team. They're better.
Yep. 2.5 numbers, very interesting. Hey, J.J. McCarthy, go do it again. Lamar's coming in. All right, let's see. Let's see what you got, kid. Some good games, some good matchups. Looking forward to it. Joe O, Sammy P, Monday Moons next on Bet Sweats.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time for Monday Moons. We usually do this 11 a.m. Eastern. Got Shea and Irving coming on in 20 minutes from now. So we decided to do Monday Moons a little bit earlier than usual. All right, time to hand out some moons. Let's be positive. Let's reward some great performances from over the weekend since we last spoke on Friday morning. Sam, where are you going first?
I've got three moons, and I'm going to do this quickly because I think off of one of my moons, we're going to have a conversation about the World Series, which we really haven't done yet, and that's okay. We still have half the show left, give or take. Blood Moon goes to SMU for the color red, the Mustangs. What a win. Rhett Lashley upset against his former team. Lashley was the OC at Miami, then took the job at SMU to be the head coach, and they were better than Miami. Miami was a 12-point favorite, 12.5, I believe, last Wednesday on the show when we told you to bet SMU. And that number got down to about 11, 10.5 day of the game, and SMU was just better. Now, Miami definitely didn't help itself with all the turnovers and all the penalties, but tip your cap to SMU. Blood Moon to Rhett Lashley, who I don't know is going to be at SMU that much longer. There's a lot of openings right now. He may be headed for one of those jobs in the SEC because he is an up-and-comer, and he's eventually going to be a high-program-level coach. But Blood Moon, SMU. Blue Moon. Let's give it to the Buffalo Bills. I mean, come on. Like, there's not one person that thought the Bills were going to win on this network. Oh, wait, there was one. Me. That's it. The only person on the entire network that thought that was going to happen.
Waste some money, I heard.
Yeah, I know. The Bills were living in the backfield. They were getting to Mahomes. The pressure was real. I think they pressured him 15 times, or did they hit him 15 times? I mean, they changed a lot of the way that they attack the Chiefs. And I'm not going to get ridiculous. I'm not going to overreact. I still don't know that it's going to happen in the playoffs, because the Chiefs are a different monster when the games matter most. But that is now 5-1 for the Bills against the Chiefs in the regular season. And I never understood why the Bills were catching 2.5 at home when the number was Bills minus 2.5 last year. The issue that I have with Buffalo, like, they win that game, I don't trust Sean McDermott. Like, that field goal try was bad. Bad, bad, bad. Only bad things can come from that. I mean, if you're a Chiefs bettor yesterday, you probably thought they had a chance. after he dunks the field goal. And then Mahomes has a couple cracks down the field. Like, that was bad. They also lost another defensive guy. Was it Hecht? He tore his Achilles. It's tough, man. So you've been without Oliver. You've been without Jones. And now Hecht is out for the year with an Achilles. That was a nice win for Buffalo, and I thought they were impressive, but that may have been addition by subtraction with another warm body that they lost on the defensive line. And, you know, you win that game, you put yourself in a good spot. Now you're 7-2. Like, you're doing your job. But the problem is the Chiefs are still going to be there at the very end. And I'm not going to say that it's over, and I'm not going to say the Bills are winning the Super Bowl. I mean, I hope it happens, but Bills are 6-2, by the way. Patriots are 7-2. So let's give the Bills a blue moon. No moons to the Toronto Blue Jays, who I don't know how didn't win Game 7 of the World Series. I was in a pretty good spot. When Bo Bichette hit the three-run homer, we had just got done with dinner, and I thought, all right, let's go. Let's go finish this. Because I got that future bet, not at a great price, but before the playoffs was fine enough. No moons to IKF. Like, what are you doing? You're on third base. You're the winning run in the World Series, and you don't get a lead or a secondary lead and get nailed at the plate. There's a lefty at the plate. He's not hitting a line drive to third base, Joe. It's not happening. Like, the odds of him hitting a line drive to the third base bag as a left-handed swinger, we're in the 1% range of probability, maybe even less. I got some numbers to back that up too. But if you get a lead or a secondary lead, you win the World Series. And you don't, and the Blue Jays lose. Despite scoring 8 more runs than the Dodgers in the World Series, the Blue Jays lose the World Series. No moons. No moons, Jeff Feinberg. No moons, Rob Pizzola. None.
Oh. So Feinberg was on national TV. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, so I watched the videos that Ian McMillan did. Did you watch that one?
I did not.
He was crying.
Damn.
I didn't want to laugh. Sorry, Ian. I didn't mean to. But so I clicked on it, preparing myself to laugh in the moment. And then I watched it. I did not laugh at all, even though I laughed right there like a jerk. I didn't laugh at all. Like, it was so sad. And then I was like, oh, kind of wish I liked sports that much because I don't anymore. Like, I don't have those. If my team were to lose, I'm like, I would move on, maybe pissed off for 5 minutes, and it's over. It's done for. And I will give it up to Ian because he is a real fan. Like, there's a lot of people that we see in the space that we end up following that say they're Blue Jays fans. I'm not calling anybody out. I'm just saying I see it. Because a lot of Canadians bet, and a lot of them are in this space. He is a fan, whether they're good or not. Like, he shows videos of him going to games. When he was living in New York, he'd go watch them play with the Yankees there. Like, fan. Not when they're good, he's jumping on the bandwagon. He's a real fan. There's a lot of people, I'm like, I've never seen you tweet or say anything about the Blue Jays in your life. Oh, you're a fan. I didn't know. I thought you hate baseball, you know? So, like, he's a fan, so I get why it just rips his heart out. And he was going into the 28-3 thing, and just, you know, every team he roots for, they never win. It's the whole hockey, too. It was something, man. And then he's, like, going into, like, we'll got to create content. He started tearing up.
It's tough, man.
It's tough. But if I was younger, I would have felt the same way. But I just can't. Like, the sports now, like, in being in this business, you just kind of remove the fandom part. I think a lot of people do. Maybe I'm the abnormal one. Anyways, Crescent Moon. I can't pick one because they all helped me cash a nice ticket on the Dodgers. Miguel Rojas, man. Last hitter. It was gut by Dave Roberts. The guy that follows the numbers more than anyone. He's out there because of gut. He had a feeling he was going to have a big game. And in that moment, boom, steps up, homer. Like, you can't forget that. Yamamoto, the number kept dropping for MVP. I'm like, I don't see it.
But I didn't know he was going to come out and be the savior in game six and game seven. And then that's exactly what ends up happening. That was ridiculous. The moment that I will always think of when it comes to this World Series is the replay on Will Smith at home plate. Lifts the cleat and just barely gets it back down. Everybody is, the country is watching frame by frame of that. I thought they were going to reverse it. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm going to lose this Dodgers World Series bet because he just barely lifted his cleat off the plate for a split second, but he gets it back down. I can't pick any of them, but crescent moon to all those guys, Rojas, Yamamoto, and Will Smith. I was like, when Will Smith homered, it's like, is he going to be the MVP? No, they give it to Yamamoto. 100-1 before the playoffs started. 100-1. 30-1 after game five, which we talked about on the show. Full moon, because you've got to. I said it in real time. Kirk's up. Double play. Let's go. The runner on third never scores. He's so out of shape. Let's get this double play right here. Hits it to the spot. He cannot hit it. Steps on two. He's out at first by a mile. So give the full moon to Alejandro Kirk. Appreciate that one. Let's go crow moon on a couple of players that scored three touchdowns apiece. Drake London, Brock Bowers. They got the black unis. Let's go crow moon for each of those guys. Great performances yesterday. And let's go blood moon. Kyle Manungai steps in. RB2. Swift out, no problem. The RB3 was out as well, no problem. Run guy goes for like 176. And then it was a last second bet. Thank you, Britton Brown. I didn't know your name before yesterday. I'm like, oh, the Bears activated him. Maybe he'll get a few cracks at it. You know, Ben Johnson likes to use multiple backs. 12-1 for an anytime touchdown. So he brought a smile on a day that did not have a lot of them. It was a rough day at the office with NFL sides. All right, Paul Aspen, Monday Moons, where you at?
I regrettably have to give an orange moon to Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos, who win another game they should have lost, and that team still stinks. Yeah. Like a 40-yard scamper to put them into field goal range at the end. By the way, the Texans' clock management in the final minute, fireable offenses, incomplete pass, et cetera, et cetera.
18 points.
Anyway. On happier notes, similar story to you, a green moon to Torrey Horton, infamously of the room in the past, but a first touchdown bet. Just fired one in before kickoff, picked four guys. He was one of them, 15-1. First touchdown bet to save the weekend as he cashes in at 15-1 in last night's Sunday night football game. And then I really hope Jake has the moon I think he has. So, Jake?
What a lead in there. I'm not sure what, but I mean, ultra blue moon for the Dodgers cashes the very stupid parlay. And then moon falling out of the sky, crashing through the roof of this guy's house, who the second the game ends felt the need to DM me. Oh, you sure Otani's the MVP? Did you even watch the World Series?
Shut up, dude.
You have your fraternity in your bio still. Proud founding father of Gamma Nu. Shut up. Get out of my face, you big loser. So that guy gets no moon. And then waning moon for the guy at the party I was at. For the first time in probably 10 years, watched someone projectile vomit all over themselves at a party. That was tough for that guy. Waning moon for him.
No Yamamoto, Jake? Despite nothing, having that in.
I mean, he was awesome. I mean, that was fantastic. No, I didn't have – I had no Yamamoto, but I only had Dodgers. But he was great. I mean, he ruled. It was 136 pitches in 24 hours. That rocks.
Credit everyone that bet that down from 30 to 10 without a game. Yep. Like, they got home. Good on them. Shane Irving next. Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.